96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. 3 months ago today, D.C. Public Schools Chancellor Antoine Wilson was confirmed by the D.C. Council. So what does he think and what are his plans for the school system? Well, we're going to ask him that tonight and many, many other things. Chancellor Antoine Wilson is our guest. We'll take your questions also. The lines are open. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Follow me on Twitter at HFisher, W-H-U-R, or at Daily Drum, W-H-U-R. Chancellor Wilson, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about excitement. You came here from Oakland, California, a big school district in and of itself. Other than a great career move, why did you take the job?
Well, you know, I have been following D.C. for some time, and particularly DCPS, have been extremely impressed with the work that Chancellor Henderson was doing in the direction of the district under Chancellor Henderson, and then also Chancellor Reed before her. You know, I think one of the things that's really compelling about D.C. has been the alignment that has existed between the school district, but also the city. It takes a great deal of investment to modernize schools, takes a great deal of investment to invest more in teachers and college and career readiness and so on and so forth. So that was all really compelling for me as I had an opportunity to talk with the deputy mayor about the position. It was hard, extremely hard to leave Oakland. Just want to really stress that, but they were very persistent.
Mm-hmm. How does Oakland's school system differ from the district for those who aren't familiar with what's happening in that West Coast city?
Well, you know, I would say that they're very similar in terms of populations in a lot of ways. I mean, you know, a lot of the opportunities that are available with the diverse city are available in Oakland. But, you know, there's only one nation's capital. So I think that part of being in the nation's capital with the unique structure that D.C. has, both very prideful, deep, rich historical places. But I also would say that D.C. is further along in the reforms. D.C. Public Schools is further along in the reforms that are being implemented in many ways. We were implementing several of the things that had been done in D.C. Several years earlier. And, you know, I think one of the things where Oakland had an advantage and was further along was just in the work that was being done around community schools, social-emotional learning. But D.C. has made tremendous strides on the work around teacher development, around modernization of schools, school reform in general.
What is your plan? You've only been here for 3 months. Certainly you've been, as you said, taking a look at D.C. for quite some time. So what is your first big initiative for the D.C. public school system?
Well, you know, the first thing that I'm really focused on doing is engaging families and engaging the community. That's extremely important to me, to get around the community, hear from people directly about what excites them about the district, what their hopes and dreams are. As a matter of fact, we have launched community engagement sessions in every ward. Our next community engagement session is actually tomorrow night at Luke Seymour High School. And so I'm extremely excited about that. We've had engagements already at Ron Brown High School and Roosevelt High School. And then on March 27th, we'll be at Deal Middle School. And so we have these spread out throughout the city. We will be doing this through pretty much the end of April, and we'll be getting that feedback from there. I mean, my themes are around excellence and equity. We want to make sure that we are doing everything we can to have an excellent school system that's done in a way that's equitable so that it's touching every student throughout the district.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking to D.C. Public Schools Chancellor Antoine Wilson. He's been on the job for 3 months. As of today, if you have a question or a comment, give us a call. We have open lines tonight to talk to the chancellor. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn calling from Southeast D.C. Glenn, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mr. Fisher, as always. Thank you for your show. And welcome, Mr. Chancellor. We wish you all the best. My problem is that I have a grandson in Langley Elementary School, and they got rid of a fantastic principal there a few months ago and put in a new principal. But I was up there at a program just the other day for Martin Luther King celebration. My grandson played Martin Luther King, and the school is just out of control. The teachers don't have control of the students running up and down the hallway. It was never like that when the old principal was there. We need some help. Myself and several of parents, we want to know who can we write letters to complain about what's happening in the school. It has went from, like, it's just terrible. We need help.
Go ahead, Mr. Chancellor.
Thank you. We don't want that experience for any student, any parent. And so you can just reach out directly to me. You can email me at chancellor@dc.gov, or you can reach out to me via Twitter at DCPSChancellor. And we will connect you.
Thank you so much, Glenn. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are sitting down with D.C.'s Public Schools Chancellor Antoine Wilson. Jay, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening. Welcome, Chancellor. I'm a former DCPS educator, and I guess without trying to get emotional or ramble, definitely it takes a village. And I was kind of blackballed with impact scores because I had a very racist principal last year. So when I was rifted out, I was interviewing, and then I realized the whole entire recourse, and was kind of challenging because with the review, you didn't come until the beginning of this year, but I know that Chancellor Henderson left in the middle. But when I looked at my particular scores from the spring of last year, there was nothing really to justify the recourse from the racist principle of I'm not going to be paid and put stuff out there. But I really didn't feel like my stuff was kind of hurt. I could work with the parents sometimes. It was difficult because of the gentrified landscape of sometimes working with my colleagues. But I definitely didn't feel like the support was there, even though I've had the education, the experience, and I've worked for other school systems and jurisdictions and didn't have the experience which I had with DCPS.
Well, Jay, like you said, without getting too much into the weeds, let me see if what is your specific question for the chancellor?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I mean, I'm working in a different field right now. But I mean, I'm just saying for the thing of if there was a way of dealing with it, or even when I was trying to deal with the principal, I mean, I was bitten. I was hospitalized. But I was vilified by the racist principal who I worked with.
So, yeah, do you want your job back?
What kind of recourse can, I hear the thing of, it sounds like he's making himself available, but it seems like there's no recourse for, I don't think that there's bad educators, but.
Okay, well, let me see if the chancellor can at least, thank you, address your concerns if you can, Chancellor Wilson.
Well, I think one of the things that is extremely important to the district, and this is certainly, I think, before I came in, I didn't put this in, is to provide opportunities for teachers to connect through our district when they have concerns about their scores. I believe he's referring to his impact rating, and there is a process that will be investigated that doesn't involve the principal. So he can reach out to, if he has a question, he certainly can email me as well. I'll connect him with our talent team, and then they will take it from there.
Okay, Jay, thank you so much. Are you going to keep Impact?
I believe we will keep Impact. I think like anything else, we want to make sure that we are looking at the research and the data and doing everything we can to continue to improve it. But I have no plans to change it.
The Washington Teachers Union and other teachers in the system have long complained about Impact, saying that, among other things, that they don't think that it is fair. Some would even argue, and I would imagine Jay would say the same, that it is indeed punitive. When you talk about possibly making changes to it, what kind of changes?
Well, I want to make sure that I clarify. I don't come in with a predetermined desire to make changes. I just know that whenever you implement a program, an initiative within a district, you want to always be looking at how to make it better. And, you know, I think that's part of our work, is to think through ways in which we can continue to make it better. Also, I think it's really important to just make sure that we're providing support. And the district has been working really hard to step up opportunities for professional development, professional learning for teachers. We want to make sure that as much of that is school-based as possible, which that's where the teachers are working, as not doing as much top down. And again, the top down piece is less a critique about what has happened and more a philosophy around trying to embed as much work as possible in the school. And the district has been doing that.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about the D.C. public school system with its new chancellor, Antoine Wilson. Lines are open if you have a question or a comment for the chancellor. Of course, we'll take as many phone calls as we can. So again, lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. One of the other concerns about teachers is cost of living increase. Is that going to happen?
Well, we are in negotiations with WTU right now. And, you know, I anticipate us being able to figure this out. And, you know, I think it's extremely important to us as a district, us as a city, that we're able to get a deal with our teachers. And I know it's certainly important to WTU. So we're going to do everything we can to get this addressed so that our teachers, you know, have a contract.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Let us talk about charter schools. There's been an incredible growth for charter schools in the District of Columbia. What is your opinion of charter schools, and what role do you think they play in the overall landscape of public schools here in the district?
Well, thank you. I'm extremely excited to be leading D.C. Public schools. And so, you know, I think it's really important for me, first and foremost, to do everything we can to make sure that our families know that D.C. Public Schools is willing to serve every student. And we have a lot of great options out there, and I've been to many of them. And we'll get to all of them before the end of the school year so that I know what's great in our schools and then areas in which we can improve. I think charter schools provide families options to consider for their children's education. And I think D.C. has done, you know, a lot of work to make sure that families have access to different options throughout the city. Again, me being an advocate internally for DCPS and leading DCPS, I want to make sure that families know that we're available for them and their children. We want to make sure they get a great education.
Why should I, if I live in the district, have children in the public school system, and I may have the means for private school or the option for a charter school, what's your best sales pitch for me to put my child or keep my child in DCPS?
Well, I think that public schools all over the country and historically have done a tremendous job of educating people for the world they're going to live in. They're going to be in spaces where they are interacting with diverse groups of people, where they are going to regularly have to problem solve, where they're going to have to be prepared for college and career opportunities. You think about DCPS specifically, DCPS has done a tremendous job making sure that teachers, that students have access to excellent teachers. Those teachers are developed. They are amongst the highest compensated teachers in the country. And that's intentional. Be so that we can say and look at parents and say we have amongst the best teachers in the country, the best teachers in the country. And so I think that's extremely important. Also, I would say to you as a parent, your child is going to be, from the moment they enter school, we're going to be focusing on educating the whole child, which means we're going to care about your child academically, but we're also going to surround your child with a lot of love and support to make sure that they understand that they come to us with a lot of strengths, and we're going to do everything that we can to develop and nurture those strengths.
We are talking with D.C. Public Schools Chancellor Antoine Wilson. He's been on the job for 3 months. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you're on the phone, CJ in Northeast, Monica in Capitol Heights, James in D.C., Daryl in Southeast. Please do not hang up. You will hear the program, and we will be taking your calls after this short break. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.